from the Meridian Manufacturing Studios. Welcome to Inside Agriculture. While reactions to the Justice Department's antitrust approval of the Dow-DuPont merger are varied, but reduced competition remains a concern as consolidation in the agrochemical and seed industry continues. Now, reaction from National Farmers Union was swift. NFU's Roger Johnson criticized the Trump administration for allowing continued consolidation.
The combination of Dow and DuPont, coupled with other pending mergers, leaves family farmers with less competition and choice in the seed and agrochemical sectors. This drives up prices for farmers' inputs, and it reduces the incentive for the remaining agricultural input giants to compete and innovate.
But longtime ag consolidation critic and Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley says the Justice Department listened to concerns he raised and directed the firms to divest portions of their businesses. Grassley earlier on his efforts.
We have a responsibility to make sure that the antitrust laws are enforced. And so the letters I've talked about is one way of alerting the Justice Department or the FTC or both of them to that point.
And Grassley also raised the possibility of a hearing on the Dow-DuPont merger, but the Senate Judiciary Chairman hasn't held one yet. Well, he says he'll continue to keep a close eye on consolidation within the ag industry. Now, American Farm Bureau senior economist Bob Young, meantime, says the issues of competition and choice are not going away anytime soon.
Obviously, your choice set's going to get smaller. I mean, there's still, you know, one or two out there, but there's not that, again, not that many out there when it gets right down to it. You know, as competition in that space backs off, one could certainly talk about a story where input prices would adjust accordingly.
Now, the Justice Department and Federal Trade Commission have reviewed or are still looking at four other agrochemical deals, while the Dow and DuPont are still waiting for approvals from a few more countries, including Canada and Mexico. Well, we're going to take a break here. And when we come back, the U.S. wine industry dealing with large numbers. We're going to talk about all that swine out there. And of course, if you're paying attention, what the markets are doing today, well, hog numbers are up. So definitely, if you're into marketing pigs, definitely would be a good thing to talk about. As a matter of fact, we're going to talk about it right after we take this break.